And now I'm staying right here in the Vatican, where the 12th Ordinary General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops is ongoing and is scheduled to run until October the 26th. The theme of the Synod is the Word of God in the life and mission of the Church, and it gathers some 250 bishops, as well as a selection of experts and auditors of various faiths and denominations.
La parole s'est faite chair. Alleluia, alleluia.
Amongst them is the prior of the community of Thésée, Brother Alois, who spoke to our correspondent at the Synod, my friend and colleague Philippa Hitchin.
You're here attending the Synod on the Word of God. Tell us first of all what you understand by the Word of God, because we've been hearing that, in fact, it's much more than just the Scriptures, that it can be sensed through the people of God, through the voice of the poor particularly, even through nature and through all of creation. What do you understand, first of all, by this term?
Yes, and it's very beautiful in the Synod that there is a large understanding of the Word of God. It's Christ, it's Jesus who reveals fully the Word of God, what God has to say, and that is His love. That it is love. And God prepared us for such a long time throughout the Old Testament to understand this deep love. And so then it becomes like focused in the human language, in the Scriptures. So there we find in the words of God, we find the Word of God. Yeah.
What are you hoping to see come out of this Synod? Bishops from all over the world gathered here with other experts and observers. What do you hope will come out of this meeting?
I mean, first of all, there is the experience among all of us being together for 3 weeks, and that's very powerful. To get more sensitive to situations in the world where there is analphabets, where there is violence, where there are young people who don't go anymore to the church. And I think that's very necessary and very important in the Synod, that we feel with the situation of the churches concerning the Word of God in the different situations in the world. That's the first thing. And then personally, I and we in Thésée, we have two preoccupations or two things that we like to see happening in the Synod and afterwards. First of all, to become more aware of the necessity to find new ways for transmitting the Word of God today, because it's not anymore transmitted in the traditional ways, and we have to find new ways. It's very urgent. I mean, that's what we try in Thésée, and many fathers in the Synod here are concerned about that. And the second concern is which is stressed very much in the Synod, it's the ecumenical dimension of the Word of God, and this is stressed by the fact that the Word of God is that the sacramental dimension of the Word of God is very much underlined in the Synod, and I'm surprised about that, and I'm very happy, very glad about that, that the sacramental dimension is underlined, because this will this shows that when we read together the Bible among baptized Christians from different churches and denominations, there is already a unity that is happening. Perhaps not complete, but real. And this listening together to the Bible, coming from different churches, I think that's one of our concerns.
It's a very special experience, the ecumenical dimension of Thésée, isn't it? And yet it's something that many church leaders seem to be perhaps a little afraid of, almost blurring the differences, as it were.
Yes, of course, the differences are there, and we cannot just do as if they wouldn't exist. And sometimes today they become even more hard and more... But we don't have to be afraid of reading together the Word of God in a very humble way, not using the Word of God immediately to convince others, but to put us together under the Word of God and let this Word work within us. Allow this Word to do something within us. And I think like this we really advance to what Cardinal Wellett in his speech introduction, said we have to go towards a conversion, towards a spiritual ecumenism. I don't see another way to do that.
You mentioned the problem, so many young people today not interested, not listening to the word of God anymore, and yet thousands, hundreds of thousands of young people flock to Taizé every year, don't they? What is it? What is the secret, if you like, of this attraction to Taizé?
We don't know. We are astonished ourselves that this continues now for so many years, and surely there is first an experience of communion, of being together. And then to be the wonder of being together with people from very, very different backgrounds. And then when we come together in the church and we read the Word of God, suddenly these people understand, but this is what gathers us together. It's not just the brothers of Taizé who do a very nice program. In fact, we don't do a nice program in Taizé. We pray together. And we explain the Bible to them, yes? But first the ears and the hearts have to be opened, and that's through an experience. Without an experience of communion, which is in fact already an experience of the church, of what the church is, without that experience, the hearts and the ears are not open to listen to the Word of God. And then we have to pay attention to read to the young people words that really lead into the heart of the Bible and not texts that are too difficult. These texts we have to explain in Bible studies that we do in Taizé, but in the common prayer where we have the word and the time of silence, let's take texts that are not too difficult for the young people to understand, because otherwise they will not continue to listen. I think this way of paying attention, how people can listen and what can they assimilate of the Word of God. I think this is we don't have a pedagogy in Taizé, but I think this was the way of Jesus to speak, and it was a real pedagogy that the Church Fathers stressed out very much.
You've got another big meeting coming up, haven't you, at the end of this year? Can you tell us something about preparations for that?
Yes, we have the European meeting at the end of the year in Brussels, and brothers are there already to visit all the parishes and to prepare the welcome in the parishes. And this remains very important for us, because we don't want to create a movement of young people around Taizé, but we always tell them, go to your local church, to your parishes. Why? Because there all generations are together still, and there you meet people whom you did not choose. And this is a dimension of the church that is essential. Yes? Before this meeting in Brussels, at the end of November, we will have a similar youth meeting in Nairobi, in Kenya, and brothers are there already to prepare it.
What are you hoping will come out of perhaps this meeting in Nairobi, Kenya? As you said, a very different dimension to the situation back home in France.
Yes, and I mean the situation is very difficult now in Kenya after all the events in the beginning of the year. But the church does a lot for bringing people together and for reconciliation. And I think this meeting can be a help for all those who really want to work for reconciliation. But we do not only want to stress what is difficult in Africa, because there's so many beautiful values alive in the church, yes? For example, the fact that within many difficulties, people don't forget the taste of life and don't forget dancing and singing. And I think we Europeans can learn a lot from that.
You've been listening to the prior of the community of Taizé, Brother Aloy, who is currently participating in the Synod of Bishops that's taking place in the Vatican.